Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with veteran New York jazz saxophonist Vinny Ricciatelli on his new 2022 CD. I just got a copy of his new work in the mail, and all of the tracks sound wonderful. It's 60 years in the making, and each time we talk with Vinny, he gives us a good look into his artistry. Enjoy the story.
How's everything going?
Well, it gets rougher every day with my walking, you know. I'm up there, almost 96, you know. Try to that, everything is okay. When I'm sitting or laying down, I feel fine. I got my wits about me.
I like it. You know, I really enjoy the CD. I just got it in the mail the other day.
You're kidding. I mailed it about 3 weeks ago. My God.
Everything's slow, you know?
Yeah. Well, I had 6 more charts that I wanted to do, and we did them in a studio up in Westchester. The guy had it in his home.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I loved it. Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask you about. Just like you said right there, what was kind of the idea behind all of the tracks?
Well, what happened was my kids, I have 3 children, and they said, why don't you do another day? Because they know I love to do this. We'll ship it and pay for it, you know? So they made me an offer I couldn't refuse.
Wonderful. So do you have more material coming out? And
I'm not going to do any more. I got some more charts, but they're not worth recording. It's going to be called, I'm getting copies made up now. I'm getting 100 copies. I'll send you one. It's going to be off one of the records, Roman numeral 2, you know.
So is the response from the initial album that you put out, you've been getting a lot of good response from it?
Well, you know, I'm all over YouTube. Carrie got me on that, but I didn't sell anything, you know. But everybody that hears it likes it. I'm getting good feedback from it, you know.
So is there any chance when this whole COVID thing slows down that you're going to have a chance to do any of this live?
Me? Yeah. No, I just can't stop. It's hard to get gigs, you know. Jazz is so hard to sell, Joe.
I know.
You know,
yeah.
What can I say?
Yeah. Well, it's a passion. It's a love. That's the only thing you can say.
Well, thank God for guys like you that help to keep it alive, you know.
I love it, man. I'm just standing on the shoulders of giants. So I'm looking forward to spinning it on the show.
Have you played any of the 6 new tracks? Have you played any of them?
I have not over the air. I literally got the...
Well, I say you just got it, right?
Yeah. Saturday, I got it. So I am fast tracking this, and I'm going to do it next week.
Yeah, only one of those is an original composition by me.
Which one?
Octopus.
Octopus. Okay. Would you prefer?
It's kind of a strange name, but you know how I got it. I couldn't think of any name for it, so I'm thinking of octet and opus, and I put the two words together: octopus.
I love
octet
it.
Octet opus.
That's beautiful. I love it. So yeah, I'll play that next week. I'll get a copy burned to you. Thanks again for sending the music, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Okay, remind these people that you're talking to when you play these things that they're 60 years old.
I will. I definitely will.
They were written 60 years ago.
Gotcha. Well, and I think that's the thing about it that's beautiful is it's timeless. It doesn't matter if it's now or 60
right,
years ago.
Yeah, that's right. Good music is timeless, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. And you have that down, and I think that's a rare thing to find in a musician. So, you know, kudos to you. And, again, thanks for sending it. I'm looking forward to getting the audience.
Oh, my pleasure.
Wrapped around it again. So.
I can't understand why it took 3 weeks to get there, but I was saying, I wonder, Joe, I haven't heard from Joe. I wonder if he got it. I was going to call you, but anyway, you got it, so better than late than never.
Absolutely.
And thanks for taking time out to speak to me.
You bet, man. Yeah, thank you, and take care of yourself.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest cats in Yonkers, New York, Kansas City, Missouri, and spots all over the world giving fans all that jazz. And thanks to Vinny for yet another batch of music and another honest conversation. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino on the iTunes Store. Visit Neon Jazz at YouTube.com, and for everything Neon Jazz all the time, go to theneonjazz.blogspot.com. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.